It is an honour and a privilege to be here, part of this unveiling, for those who've remembered, those who have fallen, those who have given that ultimate sacrifice.
Well, I'm Martin Davis, who along with my wife Teresa Davis, has written the book They Played for Gloucester and Fought for Their Country.
We're standing outside in the sunshine, just outside King's Home Stadium at the moment, right next to the brand new war memorial that's just been unveiled, just behind you. It's a silver plaque that's on the wall. It says the Gloucester Rugby Football Club, they played for Gloucester and died for their country. And then there are a list of those names of players. And some of those names are on there because of the research that you've done.
Yeah, yeah. Basically, there are 40 players on there. We only knew of 18 on the current war memorial, so the rest have appeared because of the research that was in the book. And the book, of course, tells the story of all the players that are on the war memorial.
And that's just been unveiled today, so it must be a very proud moment for you.
Oh, absolutely. It's a bit traumatic because, you know, when you're sitting there and it's covered by the Union flag, you're thinking, oh, I hope everybody likes this. But I think everybody did like it, so I'm quite happy.
We have a wreath there as well that was laid by the Royal British Legion, a moment of silence as well and reflection, I think, for everybody. A reminder that those are people that obviously did give their lives for their country. And quite right, your title of the book really sums it up. Where did your interest in this particular area come from?
Well, I've always been interested in sort of military history, but the Great War, the First World War, is really what I'm mostly interested in. And it started with that and expanded into the Second World War and the Boer War from work I was doing at the Gloucester Archives, or Gloucestershire Archives. I'm a volunteer there. And as you know, they run a rugby heritage project there, which looks at all aspects of the rugby club, not just the military side, which is the side I've been looking at.
How long has it taken you to research and put the book together?
Oh, 3 years, three long years. There's been a lot of effort gone into it. But it was well worth it. And lots of people today, you know, relatives have been looking up their granddads or grandfathers or whoever's story in the book.
Well, no, one gentleman was saying to me there were three relatives, I think, of one of the players that is mentioned on the war memorial here today.
Yeah, those are the grandchildren of Harry Berry, who is, as you say, on the war memorial.
And it must be nice then to be able to sort of get that feedback and hear from members of the family. One lady, actually when you were doing the book launch, stood up and said, I was doing some family history and this has just been so invaluable to me.
Exactly. All the relatives have been brilliant all the way through because we've gradually found them, contacted them. And the enthusiasm they generated was immense. So you come away thinking, oh, this is really great. And they've opened up their houses and got all their bits and pieces out of attics and off the walls and... So we've left them in a mess. We've photographed everything and just said, right, you can put it all back now. So the relatives have been absolutely brilliant.
So how is the book split up? I presume it goes in chronological order, and then is it a profile on each of those players?
Yeah, we've got the three main chapters, I suppose, which is the Boer War, the Great War, and the Second World War. And then the latter half of the book is a profile on every player who is mentioned in the book. So some of them obviously have longer, bigger profiles than others. Some of them died, some of them lived, some of them won gallantry medals, etc.
And was there anything in your research that really surprised you that you weren't expecting to find?
I think the thing that comes across from the Great War, which doesn't happen in the Second World War, is that all the players went en masse. And then most of them went en masse to the Gloucestershire Regiment, which meant they went through the whole war together. So this business of teamwork on the rugby pitch literally did translate into teamwork on the battlefield, which the Second World War players unfortunately didn't get the benefit of that because they were split up into different units and a lot of them were in the Navy and in the RAF.
And then talking about the war memorial here, what was there here prior to this?
There's a wooden roll of honour in the Lion's Den for 18 of the players from the Great War and that's it. Because the Second World War, the only thing that was mentioned is in a set of minutes from one of the committee meetings. So there's nothing to commemorate the fact that the men from the Second World War died.
Well, that now will obviously be there, and every time that you come here once a fortnight to come and watch Gloucester rugby, then you will obviously see that as you come in. What are you working on next, Martin?
Well, the Soldiers of Gloucester Museum now want an exhibition on the rugby players, so we're looking at that. But they also would like to be joined up with their county cricket players as well, so we're looking at them as well. But obviously that needs to be done before the centenary of the Great War, which is next August, yes, exactly.
And I think for those people that we're going to see unveiled today, again, a special moment, because sport and rugby and Gloucester would have meant so much to them once they're out on the battlefield. And I think that title, They Played for Gloucester and Fought for Their Country, sums it up in one sentence. Yeah.
Lieutenant General Tim Evans, and I'm the commander of the Allied Rapid Reaction Corps. It's a really important day in that we are remembering those who have given their ultimate sacrifice back in the Boer War, First World War and Second World War. And I think important also because it's about sport, it's the army, and also where they came from, which is Gloucester.
And we also heard that some of the current players have been to train up at Imjin Barracks in recent times. So that link continues today, doesn't it?
We'd like to continue that link, and we understand physical activities, you'd imagine, how you train for war, for operations, but also that corresponds very much in sport as well. And if we can help rugby, if we can help Gloucester, I think with the us here in Gloucester, now at Imjin Barracks, it makes sense to do so.
So thank you again for the invitation, for being part of your under.
For all of the people who have given the ultimate sacrifice, the country should never forget. And that's both back for what we've seen, I mentioned there, Boer War, right the way through. And even now, we've got soldiers who are fighting, those who are involved in operations. And I hope the public do remember what their army is about and that they will actually fight and give the ultimate to Vilna.
When you go home, tell them of us and say, for your tomorrow, we gave our today.